Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. Vermont has secured an additional $6.5 million from Volkswagen, the final state settlement stemming from the car company's emissions cheating scandal. On Wednesday, Vermont Attorney General T.J. Donovan said that $2.9 million will go directly to consumers who bought the offending vehicles. The remaining money will go to the state's general fund. Assistant Attorney General Meredith Chaudois says the state will work hard to ensure that consumers are compensated.
We have a plan of VIN numbers and names and addresses and send out letters. If anything gets returned, we have a contingency plan to try to track those folks down. So we want to reach as many Vermonters who are eligible as possible and get them their money.
Vermont has already received over $20 million from Volkswagen and its affiliates. The state will use part of that money to fund electric vehicle charging stations. The Valley News is making changes to its advertising department and in how it's printed that will result in job cuts at the New Hampshire paper. In a note to readers, publisher Dan McClory says three jobs in ad design are being eliminated as those chores are being outsourced. McClory says the change will save the paper money and give it access to better technology. And the printing of the newspaper will be moved to Concord, which will eliminate 12 full-time press and distribution positions and 18 part-time jobs. McClory says those workers are being offered jobs at the Concord printing facility. He says he understands the changes will affect the lives of many employees, but they are necessary to ensure the future health of the newspaper. The Valley News is owned by Newspapers of New England, which is based in Concord and owns seven papers in the region. Federal court documents say U.S. Border Patrol agents caught six people after they crossed illegally into the United States from Canada. The documents say a group of people were spotted by surveillance equipment around 2:30 in the morning Monday as they crossed from Quebec into Vermont in the town of Derby. Border Patrol agents later spotted six people walking through the brush. The people told agents they were Mexican citizens. One man told agents he was paid $1,500 to take the group to a location in the U.S. where they were to be picked up. The man's attorney declined to comment. There's a new vaccine available for shingles, and the state might help you pay to get it. People between the ages of 50 and 64 are eligible as part of Vermont's Vaccines for Adults program. Shingles is a viral disease that includes a skin rash with blisters. Christine Finley with the Vermont Health Department says the new vaccine is more effective and it lasts longer than the previous version.
This new vaccine is shown to prevent shingles in 97% of people that are between 50 and 69 and over 90% of people 70 and older. And it's tough to get vaccines that are that effective with older people.
The new shingles vaccine is administered in two doses. Today's Eye on the Sky forecast details, some morning sun south and then turning mostly cloudy. A few sunny breaks in northern valleys early, otherwise cloudy with scattered showers today. Much cooler, highs upper 50s, mid-60s north, mid-60s to low 70s south.